7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. Oh. Get it together, Tub.
I'm trying.
No cape. Here we go. Oh, the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. And welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, and I have just sat down in the synth zone. And I'm turning some stuff on because it's synth day today on the Dubious Goals Committee, because it's raining outside. It's too rainy to do anything outdoors. So we're staying indoors today because, that's what we do. So let me just turn this knob here. Okay. We're pretty much ready. Last night... yesterday in the evening I was working on all of this. I was working on the patch, and I was trying to practice, but I can never leave well enough alone, and so stuff started getting changed, and I was getting sick and tired of the bell sound, and so I finally got really serious, and I dumped it. I dumped the bells. I said, why are we doing bells? Nobody wants bells. This is not the track for bells. And so, let's push this button. And so we've got a new bell sound, and it's not bells. I was sitting there, and like at 10:30 at night, local time, that would be 20:30. I thought, I don't want bells. What I want is a clack. A clack. A Johnny clack. And I thought that would be good, because that would be more rhythmic stuff. If we had a percussion sound instead of the bells, when bells are percussion, don't get me wrong, but if we had something more percussive, it might make the very crappy drum beat, which is just boots, 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 sound more interesting. So there's been some modifications to the bells, and then because we weren't using that one thingy anymore, a couple of things got rewired so we can make some more weird noises with the runaway oscillator, but we'll get to that in a minute. Let's get this going. Go. Oh, we don't have any drums. We need drums. Okay, so here's where we are. And we can make weird noises with this. So we have normal beeps, and then we have squelchy beeps. And this other button does this. I can change the pitch. And that does other weird stuff too. Okay, so about those bells, they're not bells anymore. Now they're kind of like wood blocks. Kind of toying with the idea of LFOing their reverb. Because these poppy woodblock sounding things, they have their own potential reverb. So let's plug in an LFO into the reverb here. Okay, so now we should get some very high and wet affected pops, and we should be getting some really dry ones. Okay, that's interesting. Interesting and crazy. That's a maybe. That's a maybe keeper. Let's run it through its paces and see what else we get here. Take the reverb weirdness off. And I'm out of switches. We need a switch to switch that in. Huh. And we're out of switches. Which means I need to either make more, and I don't have any switches, except I do. I found this one switch that we could use. It's big. It's like an automotive switch. It's a big lever switch that's meant to go on like a car dashboard. Where could I put that? Where could I install something like that? Yeah, I'd have to make a plate for it. I don't think it'll fit on any of the blank panels that I have. But anyway, let's get back to these wood blocks, the bells that are no longer bells. Thank you. something about this doesn't quite work for me. And which are we in here? Okay. I thought I fixed this at one point in time, but apparently I didn't. So we're going to do something a little bit different here. We're going to go high, low, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How does this sound? Sounds slow. Change the timing, Tobe. There we go. That's much better. Or is it? Okay, here's the other bit. And how does this transition? Much better. Yeah. Okay. So I got distracted there a little bit, just jamming along. But yeah, that's what we have instead of bells now. We've got these poppy wood blocks that after about midnight, I started thinking, you know, this kind of reminds me of popcorn. But hey, I'm not going to try to make it not sound like popcorn. And when I say popcorn, I do mean the song, you know, Gershon Kingsley. I mean, learn from the best, right? Steal from the greatest. So, hey, that's kind of cool. I'm supposed to be doing a show, not jamming. Okay. Did I stop it at a good time? Yeah, I actually did. Kel Surprise. So anyway, yeah, well, there we go. You have heard the new sound. The new paka 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 paka. And I'm wondering what else to do with all this, because, you know, we still have a couple of things that we could mess with. aren't there some more things that we can add to this? Isn't there some more insanity we can delve into? Well, yeah. But does that mean we're going to do it? Yeah, well, you know, probably not. I have this problem, and you've probably noticed it already. Once everything is kind of good, I cannot leave well enough alone, and I keep tweaking on it, and I keep doing more and more stuff. Well, is that necessarily a bad thing? Well, it kind of is, because I keep saying to myself, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to take this patch, and I'm going to practice working it, and then we're going to take it on stage and we're going to do it live. But, you know, I keep thinking, okay, I'll sign up and I'll get a date. And you know, the problem here is that once I think all these things, then I find something new in the patch. Or I find something to do that's better, or I have to fix something. And then it throws enough things off that it's like, okay, well, now I got to wait and get used to this new way and blah, blah, blah. So every time I change the patch, I'm kind of putting off the live performance of the patch. And I gotta not do that. I have to. Today's Monday. I'm going to the open mic tonight. Should I sign up? Should I sign up for next week? I haven't done any of the important stuff that I need to do, like figure out how to set this stuff up for live performance. Figure out what kind of stands I'm going to need. And, yeah, all that important stuff. Yeah. I cannot be bothered to do it. Only because it's kind of a pain in the ass. And, well, maybe today will be a good day to do it. I'll have to dig out. See, the table's right over there. And the stand is just on the other side of this wall. It's leaning up against the wall. And all I really got to do is bring it in here, set it up. Then unplug some of this stuff. The hard part's going to be unplugging the mixer from the synth because, oh, all of the audio cables that lead out of modules into the synth are all, oh God, they're all tangled up in the patch cables going through the patch. It's like woven. So that's the other thing I have to do. I'm going to have to kind of separate these two things and, oh, and what am I going to do with the effects processor? Where am I going to put that? Am I going to put that on the table and then put the mixer on top of the effects processor? I guess that's what I might have to do. I'm sort of frightened by the idea, but, you know, oh well. Let's mess with this some more. Let's go out on this. Let's just have some fun. Thank you. Okay, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. This is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end.